good to be there. Amen. No going back. We just head ahead and be there. We thank you, Heavenly Father.
Oh, hallelujah.
For the time of rest we had, lunch time, and the testimony, especially the one of our brother, was so touchy.
Yes.
And that gave us, oh Lord, an insight to why fellowship is so important.
Amen.
How he said he was so happy to be back.
Oh yes.
That thank four you. Sundays last looked to him like a year.
Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the grace to fellowship, for the opportunity to come in your presence and to rejoice in all the saints. We bless you, O Lord, as we go in this meeting continuously. Lord, may your blessings be with us. Anoint us afresh to speak and to hear
of
your great word in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. It's lovely. Praise the Lord for our brother. I wonder if there was no fellowship like this. And in our moment of despair and of trials, we would just be lonely and hearing from family members all sort of complaints and ideas that is going nowhere. So praise the Lord. Brother Renoy, God bless you richly, and he will perfect his work in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I want you to also know, you see, as we fellowship and other people are fellowshipping elsewhere, you may not have met some people. I was just meeting Sister Hanelin here and she said, oh, I've been watching your meetings. You may not even know that there are brethren out there that their hearts also for you, praying for you.
Right.
Yes. And God hears those secret prayers. He does hear them. And he watches over us. Whatever we find could have been worse.
Right.
But God puts it within the confines of what we can bear.
Amen.
There's no temptation that is taking a man that is new under the sun.
Right.
But with that temptation, he will make a way for you that you can bear them. A way of escape.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Tomorrow I'll be going to Fiji by the grace of God. That was my main destination this first time passing. So you are just stealing from the brothers of Fiji. It's understood. Okay. So until when I come back, then we could have a few days. But I did promise to show you my own testimonies just a little, and I will sing a song. At least a song you can hold until you come back. The song is talking about fellowship, new day, this day also. Then we also had this testimony I would like to share. Just a few months after Sister Gretty, after they left, a sister had a dream. A Jewish woman, she teaches with Oxford Secondary School in Oxford in England. And there are two teachers. So they had a similar dream in 1 week. The other is a Fijian. She had a dream that she saw an African man preaching somewhere, and he was baptizing people and talking about a new way. So in that vision, in that dream, she looked around and she saw a family of another professor that she had known in real life. So she went and greeted this professor and the family and was trying to listen to the preacher. Then when she woke up from the dream, she had the press that she must look for this truth. So she went and told her friend. And the friend said, oh, I just also had a dream that I need to be baptized, and I don't know what that is. I've never been baptized. I don't know what it means. So both of them now said, okay, since the person you saw was an African, maybe it's one of these Pentecostal charismatic preachers. So they all prepared and tried to prepare themselves coming to Africa. Then one of them also said, why not go and ask the family of that professor? So when they went to search for that family, they found them, and they were just watching our videos. And then said, yeah, but this man looks like exactly what I saw in the vision. What is this baptism about? And they were told baptism of Jesus Christ. And faith was explained to them, and so they came over to Lagos, spent a week,
received the message and they were baptized in Jesus' name. So they are very much, one of them, the Fijian is standing very strong. We're still praying for the other lady that the Lord will help her to stand strong. Amen.
Amen.
So very quickly, I'd like us to sing this song together. It is the Lord's great day. It is marvelous in our sight. So I've done that a little with Brother Zoel. I hope he remembers soon. It's very simple. The chorus goes in all of the songs, you know, in all of the stanzas. But just look at this. This is the Lord's great day. They will rejoice and be glad in it. It is the Lord's great day, and it is marvelous in our sight. It is the Lord's great day, and it is marvelous in our sight. It is the Lord's great day, and it is marvelous in our sight.
This is the day.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It is the Lord's great day. It is marvelous in our sight.
One more time.
It is the Lord's great day. And it is marvelous in our sight.
It's the Lord's great day.
It is the Lord's great day. It is marvelous in our sight.
Go. This is the day.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. It is the Lord's great day. It is marvelous in our sight. I love the Pentecost. The fire is burning in my bones.
One more time.
I have the Pentecost. The fire is burning.
This is the day.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I have the Pentecost. The fire is burning in my bones. I have the Pentecost. The fire is burning in my bones.
One time.
I have the Pentecost. The fire is burning in my soul.
This is the day.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I have the Pentecost. The fire is burning in my soul.
I've seen the evening light.
I've seen the evening light. It has given light to my soul.
I've seen the evening light,
and it has given light to my soul.
This is the day.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
I've seen the evening light.
I've seen the evening light, and it has given light to my soul.
I heard the midnight cry.
I heard the midnight cry. The bridegroom's message to the bride. I heard the midnight cry. The bridegroom's message to the bride.
This is the day.
have really improved in singing. The Lord bless you. I think we just put our hands to the Lord Jesus. You know, just singing one time and then you're just there.
We'll be singing out in Africa, praise the Lord.
Yeah. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for the time. Yes. I just want to bring a short message. You know, we've stayed trusting the Lord that when we're passing back, we will complete this message. I'm titling this message, God gave a loan for the world to be created. God's true offering, a loan to the world. Amen. God gave a loan for the world to be created. Amen. I'd like to read 1 Peter chapter 1. Just straight to the point, verse 18. 1 Peter chapter 1. Amen. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. 19. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 21, the last. Who by him do believe in God, who that raised him from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want you to just come with me as I bring these thoughts this morning or this afternoon. God, before the creation of the world, as the prophet Brother Branham told us, that he was not God at that time because there was nothing to worship him as God, but possessed all the qualities, all the attributes. And that's what the Elohim is. All that was within him. And this revelation of the mind of God was like a confession to be made, or that was made. So when we bring these thoughts to reality, for one to actually make a confession, he has to let go of self. So God, in all of his power, the self-existing one, the Elohim, in all of his power, in all of the things that was burning within him, in all of his plans, all the things that was packed within that era of before the foundation of the world, just right there, he wanted to make an expression. And for him to make this expression, he has to lose something. The expression actually is going to create a minus, that is, he's going to lose himself, so to say, to give up. Just like when you are having something in your mind and you are feeling somehow what it will be if you have to let go of this thing, and you have 101 reasons to hold on to it, but the letting go brings a sort of freedom, a sort of removal of whatever weight that was holding you. It is not actually easy to confess. Amen.
Amen.
But when we confess, we receive peace. And with that peace is settled right in the inside. But for such a confession to be made, our ego must be excused. We have to overlook it. Amen. So it pleased the Lord that He will express Himself. That is all His plans, like the architect. The architect's plan is in his mind. Everything is there. Then he picks up the pen and the plain sheet of paper, and he imagines the land, the piece of land, and then he puts his pen and he starts to pencil and start to make drawing. He sketches first, and out of nowhere, he brings out something that you could appreciate. Amen. So he actually had to lose something to give joy to the other person. So God, in His infinite mercy and in His glory, in His power, He let go. But before letting go, there is something that He had to do. This world, before it was created, before there was anything that we have today, or before there was anything that was not there, before the creation, God had to give an offering. And that offering is what I call the one true offering. The Bible says that, as we read here, that the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world. Right. So it was the voice of the Lamb that was the creation of the world. That is, the revelation of God, that Logos that came out of God, that brought the creation into being. The moment the Word came, everything was complete, because everything was complete in the Word. Right. Like He said, that there was nothing made that was not made by Him.
Right.
Amen. So, but it's the picture I want you to see is that the only wise God, He looked at it, He was able to see the future from where He was. He was able to look from eternity. He got across time to another eternity, which is the same. But what He had to do was to put down a price. Amen. He gave the blood of the Lamb as an offering. This offering became a loan to the creation of God. The mountains cannot own themselves. The oceans cannot own themselves. The creatures cannot boast before the Lord. They are all indebted. We are all indebted to the Creator.
Amen.
So, we look at this. In the eyes of one who does not know the Lord, could ask the question, can this God build Singapore? Can God build a Dubai? Nebuchadnezzar said that when he came up in the peak of his empire in Babylon, standing on that great hills of his palace, and he looked around and he says, "Oh, look at this. My hands have accomplished this." And when he said that, the Lord showed him that he was a debtor.
Right.
A debtor to the super force that he cannot comprehend. So, God gave an offering before the foundation of the world was laid. He gave an offering.
Right.
And that offering was the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And that became the sample offering which God Himself will not accept any other.
Right.
It must be that same.
Right.
That became what every creature, every man, every spirit is going to look for. Amen. Was that sample offering. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So we find something here. If you remember in Ephesians chapter 1, Scripture says that we were chosen in Him. From the foundation of the world. We were chosen in Him. Now, when he gave that offering, all that he chose, he placed in that.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the lamb died, a book was opened. Amen? When the lamb was slain, a book was opened. And names were placed in that book. So all that the Lord had chosen, all that he had ordained, all that he had foreknown, he placed them there. He placed them under what name? Not James, not John, not Joseph, not Samson. He placed them under the name of Christ. He placed them there, hidden and kept. So that price that has been paid will come to manifestation at the appointed time. So when God, after creation, he set the world to test. Tested the celestial bodies, the angels failed. Tested man, man failed. And we saw that when it comes to man, Adam was trying to get a covering for himself. He made the fig leaf. And that fig leaf religion is still with us today.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it around. People gathering leaves. And then when the wind comes, the leaves is blown up. So, you know, the nakedness is exposed. And then the leaf is changed every time.
Mm-hmm.
You go to these places, they try to keep the people together by entertaining them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, do something. The church can go on break and we go on holidays, picnic. We can go somewhere here. We can go there. I was in India, I think in 2012, and I met a pastor in Mangalore who said the Bible is no more accepted in his tabernacle because the seventh seal has been revealed.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was going to go from Mumbai to Mangalore, he gave a call and said, please tell Brother Nice we don't need his ministry here because it is useless. We have what we want. So I said, okay, but I'm going to come anyhow. And we're going to take a hall. We're going to rent a hall and we'll hold the meetings. But not to be a coward. Amen. It's not good to talk by the side. Nicodemus said, our law does not condemn a man except he has heard from him. So let me go and meet this man. So I got to Mangalore, went with Sister Valentine, and we were received by the family. They came, was up there, he came out and he said, oh, are you very nice? First he said, oh, I thought it was an old man. I said, yeah, there's an old man living in the young man. Amen. Then I quickly asked him, sorry, I heard some rumors. I know it can be true, but is it that you don't read the Bible again in the assembly? Yeah, oh brother, you don't know that God has finished. The Bible is no longer needed. We have the seven seals and everything is here. We can never finish it till it comes. Amen.
Oh.
Such deceit. And now he said that, I said to him, I said, brother, then you have no right to a ministry, because the ministry we have now is the fivefold ministry.
Amen.
That is setting things in order.
Right.
Amen. Amen. It's perfecting the saints. Oh, Brother Nice, you can't make the saints perfect. I said, no, I'm not saying I'm making the saints perfect. We are perfecting the saints. The ministry of Christ through the fivefold ministry is perfecting the saints. It
Amen.
Will be happening until He comes.
Amen.
And then he said, oh, well, I don't know what you preach, because we don't actually need. We're okay with what the prophet said. And we have too many, 1,270 messages. We can't finish reading it. Then I said, well, I'm giving you a friendly invitation. Come tomorrow, the meeting begins tomorrow. And if you don't come, we're going to respond to you also. It's not a force. You're not oppressed, or you're not forced to come. But a few of his people came to that meeting and they were touched. And their mind, you know, was in between. Praise the Lord. That's one thing that you have to know. Make sure you find opportunity to talk to people. Because if you just sit down and say we condemn them, that oh, they still know. They are not heard. If they have not heard something else, they think that what they are hearing is true. So you say yours. By the grace of God, that church is no more today. It just dwindled down. Because I told him, I said, brother, it is the word that sustains. Soon the people will find out that you are telling them a lie. Amen? They will find out that they are telling them a lie. You have to go back to the word of God. So, this thing is the same thing. God gave that offering, and the offering was sustained. It came and passed under the law, sustained in the law, waited until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, before the law came, before the offering was made manifest, men had tried time and time again to substitute what they thought it could be. What God could, maybe you take this in place of this. God is not looking for your help. He knows what He wants. And God wants what He has given. He never comes to ask you what He has not given to you. If the Lord says believe, then He has given you faith to believe. If the Lord says pray, then He has answers for your prayers. God cannot ask you to do what you cannot do, what He has not given you to do. Amen. Lucifer came and wanted to give God a better offering. God rejected it, and he was cast down. And was cast out. Amen. He was cast out. He will be cast down when the time comes. Praise the Lord. Then Adam came. He wanted to give God a changeable offering. Yes. The fig leaf offering. And God rejected it. There were men that tried to give one or two things. Even maybe as you're seated today, you might bypass God's offering, thinking that it is what you want to do. God has given the one true offering. Your life must reflect that offering. He has given you something that be conformed to the image of my Son.
Yes, right.
That's the original. Don't try to manipulate. Don't try to resemble. People want to be like a preacher. You know, everybody wants to talk the same way. And if they belong to maybe the charismatic preachers like in America, like Benny Hinn, they want to dress the same way. He's wearing the white suit, white tie, and white things. You can't differentiate the white things, and yet he's not an angel. Amen. And then everyone goes there wearing white and white and white. Then you go somewhere else. The other people are talking, and then because the preacher says on tape, good evening, friends. And then in the morning, somebody is saying, good evening, friends. All this is a spirit.
Right.
Amen. It cannot replace that which God has given.
Amen.
Before there was a mountain, He gave us a place of dwelling.
Right.
It was in Him. Amen. Amen. Before there was the world, He gave us a place of dwelling. Right. Moses said that in Psalm 90. Thou art have been our dwelling place in all generations.
Right.
Before there was a mountain, before there was anything,
right,
God gave us a covering. God gave us a dwelling place.
Right.
Amen. So everything was in Him. And by that original offering, He revealed these things. The creation is the revelation of God.
Right.
Amen. Because the creation came from the Word of God. And the Word of God proceeded out of God to create all these things, to bring that which was hidden in spiritual form in the mind of God. God brought them tangibly by His Word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So He brought them out.
Right.
And then we find, one time Abraham believed the Lord and was following Him, trying to follow the Lord, but with a lot of complications, because you know, when you have too many people, you have too many different opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Now they distract you. You must have to differentiate from voices and the voice that God is actually leading you by.
Mm-hmm.
So Abraham, he had his father to deal with, family issues.
Mm-hmm.
His brother died, he had to take care of his son, Lot. And then, if he treats Lot in a way, you know, if you ever have a child that is not yours living with you, there will be some sense of guilt. If, for example, that boy does something and you discipline him, somebody says, oh, because it's not his son. But even, you may be disciplining your son even more than that.
Right.
But these people will want to confuse you. So, Saul, you know, Lot had this spoiled attitude, and it got to a stage when he was matured, he chose to be the leader of himself. Amen.
Right.
Before you follow a person, find out his vindication.
Right.
God does not have churches. He has a church.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
God does not have brides. He has one bride. And God is the one orchestrating His gifts among His people. Before you listen, before you follow a person, you need to confirm his vindication. You need to know whether he is of God or not.
Right.
And how do you know? When you hear, if you don't have the word of God in you, how do you hear the word of God?
Uh-huh.
You'll be confused. Somebody will ask me, brother Nice, this person said this. Is that right? How do you keep asking me, is it right? Is it right? What about you?
Right.
You think about it.
Uh-huh.
So if there is no brother Gan around, if there is no brother Andrew around, if there is no brothers around, so you will believe everything. No, it shouldn't be like that. The ones that you have heard, keep that which you have so that it's not taken away from you.
Amen.
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 So, we find out Abraham having this different opinion, and God had to shift away from him, give him time. One time he came, he brought Ishmael. He said, oh, that Ishmael might leave. Do you know what that means? Just don't let it trouble you. Make Ishmael the seed.
Yeah.
Amen. When Hagar gave that trouble to Sarah, and Sarah began to shout at Abraham, and Abraham went to God. Why do you go to God? God told Abraham, what God was letting Abraham know was that Sarah was the pastor of the ministry of Ishmael. Go back to the pastor. When it comes to Ishmael, go to Sarah. Whatever she wants, let her be. Oh, I want them out. Okay, do what she says. Because it's not God's business.
Right.
Amen. You wait for God's time. When it comes, you will not need another.
Uh-huh.
When the original comes, you will not need another. It will fit in the whole. It will fit perfectly. Then came Isaac. When Isaac came, Abraham, Sarah, they rejoiced. Oh, it had paid off at last, our long waiting, the mockery we have received, the laughter from people, and all this jesting that people have done against us. It had paid off. But God had to sample something. A day came, and Abraham, in a vision, God told him, I want you to take Isaac,
right.
He calls him thine only son,
right.
Whom thou lovest.
Right.
You take him, and I will show you one of the mountains and in Moriah. There, you sacrifice him unto me.
Uh-oh.
Brother, sister, we may come to church, husband and wife, father and son, but in the hour of decision, there is no marriage, there is no family.
Yes.
We live to ourselves and we die to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Two people don't share one heart.
Right.
That's a deceit of the world.
Mm.
Two souls, one heart. No. Your heart is your heart. Amen. God can either share it with you or the devil will.
Right.
You can't be in between. My heart is never on holidays. If it's not for the Lord, it's for the devil.
Right.
So you've got to be careful. Even when we are just in fellowship, Satan is not respecter of any man. He could still slip in. He slips in and triggers something.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know when it is the devil. Amen.
Amen.
Abraham sat up all night and thought about this. He was humming. And Sarah was sleeping. When she wakes up, she said, what's wrong? You're not sleeping. Sir, I'm just giving praise to the Lord. And tears was in his eyes. Oh, your grandson, said, oh, I'm just remembering all that we waited. Now look at Isaac. Look at him. And I said, yeah, my darling husband, yeah. But go back to sleep. She didn't know. Because it comes to a time when you have to do something for the Lord that will cost you something. There are things that you may not be able to tell someone else.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. The morning came. Abraham postponed. He couldn't do it that day. You ever got to that situation?
Mm-hmm.
Something as simple as you have a leading to have a fast. How many of you do take a fast without it being announced? Fast.
Oh, my. Hey. Oh, I won't miss my breakfast and lunch.
I think that's the best fast you can do here. For us, we have 7 days, 3 days, the whole church, one place. You say, oh, this is a bunch of jobless people. Don't worry. The prayer we pray is helping you too. Amen.
Amen.
So, and you say, oh, today I will wait upon the Lord, I will pray, I will fast. And then, because the delivery man is not coming to you, but he just passed by, and the aroma. You say, oh, Lord. I talk about the fast, but Lord, you see, I will do it tomorrow. This Messiah is new. And you, soon as you eat, you feel bad. Oh, why? What is in this thing?
Yes.
Abraham postponed. He's human. He was not a spirit. He postponed. And then the more you wait, the more difficult it becomes.
Yes.
You see, God wants you to respond to Him at the now time. Now is the time. If you hear my word, harden not your heart.
Amen.
In anything, you won't know when to say thank you to the Lord. When to say sorry to a brother or to a sister. When to say God bless you. When to give a smile. Do it now.
Right.
You don't need to wait. You don't need to be preached to. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. No. Let it come from you. Then the morning came. Early. They woke up and they left before Sarah could wake. They were off with the servants. And on the third day, scripture says, they arrived in this region. And Abraham had no map. He had to be led by the Spirit of God, who was his friend. And he looked around and his eyes just went and said, oh, that should be the mountain. That's the place. And he told the servants, you stay here with the goods of this world. The animals, the food, the victuals, everything, the water. Stay here. I and my son will go up and worship. And afterwards, we will come back to you. Is there a story like that? Yes. There are people who are going to stay here. They're going to stay here. Don't be among them. Stay here. What happens when the Lord is in the inner chamber, in the secret place of the Most High, when we are all gone, and this place is left with all these buildings? Then you will know that without Christ, there is no joy even for the unbeliever.
Right.
Three things. Abraham packed the wood and heaped it on Isaac. Get the picture.
Right.
Heap it on Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
And Isaac is going to go with the wood on the mountain.
Yep.
Climb the hill. You know, there was a type of Isaac again,
right,
who carried the wood for you and I.
Right.
And he was going up in the hill of Golgotha. But the fire was in the hand of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
The knife, the word, was in the hand of Abraham.
Right.
And they were going up in the mountain. And Isaac, you know, he was a young lad. So as he was going, he could sleep because he doesn't have that experience. He fell. And he said, oh, stand up, boy. Carry, let's go. And he was asking many questions. Father, this is the wood. And you have the fire and the knife, but where is the animal? Where is God's, what is the offering that we are going to give to God?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Abraham said, we are not giving this time. There is an original offering that I've been given by the Father. He will provide that offering for himself.
Amen.
You just go. My Lord, why hast thou forsaken me?
Amen. kept going up, got to that place. The father bowed his hands, and he was obedient, even unto death.
Right.
He knew that he had become the offering, but Isaac never revolted.
Right.
He was like a sheep led to its slaughter. And the father laid him there, covered his eyes, and lifted up the knife, and he would have done the act. And then the Lord, the angel of the Lord called out, Abraham! Abraham! Touch not the land. God has given an original offering from the foundation of the world. This is a sample of what it will look like. That's a ram in the ticket. Get it and use it. So now, Abraham, because you have taken this step, I will truly give my son when the hour comes. The Jews keep shouting, our father is Abraham. Our father is Abraham. We have a father, we have Abraham to our father. Yes. Then he said to them, if Abraham be your father, then do the works of Abraham. Same thing today.
Right.
People are trying to get other people to be convinced that they have the Holy Ghost. Not it. Bring the fruit.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
When the Holy Ghost is offended, what does he do? When the Holy Ghost is happy, what does he do? When the Holy Ghost is grieved, what does he do? Show forth the fruit. Because the offering been planted as a tree and had produced us. One seed of corn, of wheat, that fall to the earth and died. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. He died in Christ and came up so that God will not be the Holy One of Israel.
Amen.
He will no longer be the Holy One of Israel. He's the Lord and His people, the Lord in His church, the Lord in His bride.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So John, one day, was baptizing, preaching, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's a strange message to an Israelite. No. What? We need repentance for. We are God's people. Abraham, Moses is our prophet. Aaron is our priest. Abraham is our father. What? No. We have the temple here. Nothing is going to happen to it. And this man was there. He did not have government approval. He didn't get visa. But that's why he was in the wilderness. But he had no microphone, no instrument. But when he cries in the wilderness, repent! The echo comes, repent, 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 repent. And he hits the palace. Boom! Aaron wakes. What happened? Herod. What is that? He couldn't see. The servants were not hearing him. For the kingdom, for the kingdom, for the kingdom. And Herod is afraid of the kingdom. Every king wants to keep the kingdoms for his prince or so, his son. And the king hits. The word kept coming. God will find a way. When I was stabbed in Egypt in 2007, in October, when I got home, I said, I will never go to the Middle East. Yes!
Okay.
But, 3 years down the line, we started, it was the best place to fellowship. Oh, we met this man, Pierre Rohana, a rugged soldier. He doesn't care. Oh, Brother Pierre, take it easy. Don't worry! We're going soon, so do the thing. Just pushing. He talks to every man he met on the street, in his shops, everything. That's when God's time comes, in the day of his power, the people will be willing. And when, which day is not the day of his power? Which day is not? Today is the day that the Lord has made. When you come to realize, when you come to accept, that day becomes your day. And you never lose that day. It's every day.
So the next day, Jesus came on early morning and was baptized and went away. And here is Andrew, Philip, standing with John the Baptist, and they are taking stock. Oh, how many people got baptized yesterday? Oh, yeah. After that man that came in the morning, that I spoke something, you know, that man. So they started talking about the man. Yesterday the soldiers came and they were baptized. Oh, the soldiers came. The Pharisees came, but they were not baptized. They were just sizing him up. Yeah, say that if he preaches like us. Now, why do you think God should have a message that you already know? Amen. Why do you think the Lord should send you a message, and in the message you already know everything, every detail, so I can read the sermon books at home and be perfected? Then why do we need the fivefold ministry?
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So why do pastors sit somewhere and they collect tithes and offerings, and then why not read the sermon book? Everybody read the sermon book at home and raise your offerings on your hand and put it back in your pocket and say amen.
Right.
But they have these churches everywhere in every nation. They don't believe the word of God. They don't want the word of God, but they want the good parts that takes care of them.
Amen.
And John saw Jesus passing by, and he was not talking about yesterday. He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the whole world." Now, sisters, my brothers, that was not just about yesterday when he baptized him.
Right.
That which was sampled to Adam, that which was sampled to Abraham, that which was sampled to David, to Solomon, all in all their generations, about 42 generations, just as listed, before that time came, it was made manifest. Amen. And when we turn to see this Lamb of God, there was nothing special about him on the outside.
Right.
Amen. And today, there will be nothing special about us here on the outside. You don't get the Holy Ghost and your body gets warm. No. You're normal. You're just normal. So, does he have the Holy Ghost? You have the Holy Ghost? Temperature? What's the temperature? No, you're normal. Amen. You don't get cold and say, oh, you are falling from grace, and then you say your body is cold. No, you will be normal. But there is something that will be burning on the inside. The mind will change.
Right.
Amen. So look at that thing. Look at the boldness of these two disciples. They said to John, "It's been a wonderful time these few years, maybe about just some 1 year, 6 months, or 2 years, waiting with you till this hour. Thank you for leading us this far.
Right.
Thank you for being sincere enough to point the Messiah. Off we go." And they packed their bags.
Right.
And then they waved to him. Brethren, sometimes you might be cornered by some people on the internet. You might be cornered by some fellows within your country. And they say, oh, you don't believe the truth. You know, you are following these people, and they believe these, they don't believe the prophet. Listen to me. And I want this to sink real deep. It's going to re-echo on the day of judgment, of course. Listen. Brother Abraham was a type of John the Baptist. Just the other side of John the Baptist. He's going to do the completion of what John didn't finish. John turned the hearts of the fathers to the children in that day. And what he pointed was Christ, the Word in bodily form.
Amen.
Amen. The Word in bodily form. And those young apostles, they left him. They were disciples. They left him. Philip said, oh, God bless you, Brother John. Thank you so very much. Maybe give a bow. And then he went. Maybe he came and said, oh, I forgot my hymn book. I'm going to need it. He went away. And then Andrew, same thing. There were other disciples who were not there. These two went about telling them, we have seen him. of which the prophet spoke of. The son of David. Come and see. We have seen him of whom the scripture spoke of. Come and see him. Do you know? The way John had raised these people, he raised them independently to the world. Because when John came, his name was not written anywhere in the Old Testament. But he identified himself in scriptures. Amen. He identified himself. Show me John. The name John was not even a Jewish name. Show me John in the scriptures. The Bible says when he got that name, the elders were asking. The Bible says, no one ever bears such a name in our family line. But when he came and they asked him, who are you? He didn't say, I'm John. He didn't even say, I'm Elijah.
Right.
He said, I am the voice of him that is crying in the wilderness. The word itself is supposed to be enough.
Right.
That's the price that God paid. Why should you say that God's price is not good enough for you? He told them. So these other disciples who were not there when John was saying, that man that is going up there, that's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. When they were being told by Andrew and Philip, do you know that they immediately followed them? They didn't go back to ask John.
Right.
John, do you say, John, can you prove? John, take us to him and you do a handing over parade.
Amen.
Yes, we have to have a handing over ceremony, and everybody walks slow march, slow march, slow march, and they hand over the cloth and take a salute and bow out. We don't need it. They just heard the word, and because John had to talk them in the word, when they heard him speak and they heard his disciples speak, they knew that the next thing to do, we don't need to go and ask John. We just need to go and give him a test. And what test is that? The word test. If it is the Messiah, he will fulfill scriptures. Amen.
Amen.
God's true offering. Alone to the world. You own a land. You don't actually own the land.
Right.
You own a business. You don't actually own it.
Mm-hmm.
Even in natural.
That's true.
Some husbands don't tell their wives what they do. Because they feel that they own their lives in their pockets. And she won't understand. You know you don't understand. Look, interact with your wife. For God's sake, interact with her. Talk about it. No, talk about it. Just talk. Talk with your children. Talk with people around you. Because you could just go get on your bed and you cover the cloth and the Lord say, let's take a fly, let's take a dive to the other side. And you just say, Lord, I got to fix the account. No account to fix. He owns everything.
Right.
You've got to leave it that way. We don't own anything. No nation of the world owns anything. The world is indebted to its maker. He paid the price, and Brother Brown told us, he said, the value of the blood of Jesus Christ, 1 million world cannot buy it. The forces of this world, the Freemasons of this world, they don't have what it takes to get near it. Amen. So these disciples, they went to Jesus and they said to him, Rabbi, where do you stay? Where's your house? And he said to them, come and see.
Right.
Because there were seats already prepared. And from there he began to move. Began to show them. They followed him. And they were watching if truly he is going to display the scripture. And they found out that every time they got to a place, a junction, he makes a statement that the scripture might be fulfilled. Amen.
How can we now throw away this scripture when the Lord himself was every day fulfilling scriptures? So when you come now to this time that we are in, oh, Brother Abraham, God's messenger to us in this generation, no one can replace him. No one is trying to replace him. But what do you actually understand what he was sent to do? He was sent to do exactly what John was sent to do. John did it forward, he did it backward. John pointed, behold, pointing forward. And those men left John and they went forward. Okay? Now, this prophet came and he says, behold, Brother Abraham. But instead of pointing forward, he pointed back. And the first message he was preaching, contending, earnestly contending to the faith that will be, that will be given. No, that was once delivered unto the saints. So we look back. And when we look back, we come here. Amen. We come here. When I read the article Brother Richard Gann sent to Brother Peary on tithings, I was thinking maybe he had read an article that was flying about in Nigeria. Even among the charismatic people, you know, we have big preachers, all having 7 jets, 5 jets, and in their community there is no electricity where they come from. But they are flying 5 jets, 3 jets, mega churches and things.
Yes.
And they tell the people that God is good, God is good. They have security from the government, mobile policemen, navy officers, army officers. But even they don't give even the scout to their members, to the followers. They don't even have a scout. You know what? You know the Boy Scouts?
Yeah.
Just to keep the members. But they have soldiers with guns, keeping the man of God. Or the God of man, maybe. So, and they have circulated this thing on newspaper, national dailies. Oh, there is no tithe. We live now in the New Testament time, and there's no. Now, brethren, let us come back to something. You know that you must not take your eyes off Abraham. Amen. Whatever we enjoy is because of the faith of Abraham. The promises were made to Abraham and his seed, a singular seed. That seed was not Isaac. If it was Isaac, we'll be lost. That seed was not Ishmael. If it was Ishmael, others would be lost. But the Bible says that seed was who? Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. So now, when it is in Christ, therefore, if any man be in Christ, it's a new creature. So, whether you are Jew, Gentile, you have to come into Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So, we find something. That Abraham, one day, he met Melchizedek. That's in Genesis chapter 14. When he met Melchizedek, Melchizedek was not a man who was living somewhere and he had to come visit Abraham. No. The Old Testament never explained. Nothing was talked about him. But the Old Testament said, this Melchizedek, he was the king of Salem. He met Abraham. Or he didn't even say he was the king of Salem. He said he was God's high priest who met Abraham. And Abraham gave him a tenth part of all the spoils that he had taken in the war. But the surprising thing was, he blessed Abraham.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Now, if you were one of the Abraham's servants or relative or cousins or nephew, whatever, you will not feel comfortable with the message of Abraham any longer. Because Abraham had told his family that God had said that if anyone was to be blessed in this world, it must be through him.
Right.
How come there was another man that Abraham will bow down to and the man will say, I bless thee, Abraham.
Right.
Amen. So, what was that? We came to understand that this Melchizedek was God himself, revealed, manifested. He had no beginning of life, neither end of days. So wherever he was, he's still here. And to him Abraham gave tithes. Not under the Aaronic order. Amen? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Abraham gave.
Right.
He was not compelled to. Melchizedek didn't ask him, you do. But by revelation, he gave. Because Abraham had that striking revelation. I can't understand how it was happening with this man who was coming from all of Chaldeans, and then really, when God meets a man, there must be a change of heart, a change of reasoning. The world he knew could not change his focus to God and the way he should understand things. That's what revelation is a precise information. It's not a guess. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody said, oh, you don't say it's a revelation. It's a revelation. They easily say it's a revelation. And then the next minute, the revelation is died. It died out. It's not so. Abraham, we can talk about him a whole year, and we'll never exhaust it.
Right.
He gave this tithe to Melchizedek. Then, after 430 years, let me read something. After 430 years, I hope I can get that scripture. Galatians chapter 3, 17, I believe.
Oh,
I like that, my brother. You preach along. Preach along, that's it. Amen. You know, sometimes I took a review to say, let me see whether people know what we are actually doing in church. And some of the people say, oh, why were you baptized in Jesus' name? I just baptized because the pastor said so. I say, okay, then I'm in more trouble than I thought. Amen. Great. Yes. Let me read it from verse 16. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said not unto seed as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should be, that it should make the promise of none effect. God gave this promise, and then he supported the promise by an oath. When Jesus came, we see him reaffirming this oath. How was he doing it? Each time he said, verily, verily, he was actually swearing. Verily, verily, I say unto you. Truly, truly, I say unto you. He was affirming that, yes, it cannot be changed. I'm saying it with my blood.
Right.
And he died for it.
Amen.
Amen. If he died for it, we must be careful.
Right.
Careful with one another. Careful how we handle the things of God. Don't let people make a passing statement about your God and then you just laugh over it. No! Don't do it.
Right.
It is the blood of the innocent. We must be careful. He said, the law came 430 years after the promise. The law had no power to break the promise. So, if Abraham gave tithe, the law had no power to break it. So when the law came and they started paying tithes, as the law, because you are obliged by law to do certain things. You know, such laws even come up in the nominal churches. At 9, they must ring the bell. Ding dong, ding dong. You fail to ring the bell at 9, you'll be sacked. And then the people, in some churches, you must come to the altar and cry when you pray. And if you don't feel like crying, you just do this and repent. Because there is a law. We are not bound, we are not bounded by such laws.
Right.
If you don't feel like crying, don't cry. If you feel like laughing when others are crying, you laugh.
Right.
That's how you feel. And that's how it's leading you to feel. Don't judge people that way. Amen.
Amen.
Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty.
Right.
Now everybody, the thing that happens is this. That this religious spirit wants to make everybody to become one person. It can't work.
Yes.
And to look like Christ and not like you. So when you start looking like Christ, and I look like Christ, and everybody looks like Christ, then we are not actually looking at him like him at the on the outward, that our color skin changes or our date of birth changes, and then we'll be born also in the month that he was born, and then we have to die the same way by hanging on the cross. Oh no, thank God. Amen. No, that shouldn't be it. But the fruit that the one true life produces becomes the same. Amen. Becomes the same. So he says 430 years after the promise came the law, and he could not change. He could not disannul the promise. Rather, it only sustained the people to even help them fall deep into their troubles. And when the time appointed came, if I read that on, it says, for the inheritance be of the law, for if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. 19. Wherefore then saved the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed, singular, should come to whom this promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator, and that mediator of the Old Testament was Moses. He received it, gave it to them. God talked to him and he talked to the people. Amen. But what happened? The Bible says, now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Amen. It is the law. Is the law then against the promise of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which would have given life, verily, righteousness should have been by the law. But there was not such a thing.
Right.
Amen. So we find out when the promise of God was hidden even before Abraham, but it was given to Abraham, but the promise of God was actually from that particular lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It came with everything. There is nothing that was made that was not made by him.
Right.
Everything was complete. I want us to see that even in the hour of our challenges. Some of us are thinking, oh Lord, are you able to do this? It's not whether he is able to do. There is nothing that is impossible with the Lord. But tell the Lord, I know your thought for me is the thought of good. I can relax. Surely you can relax. Because he thinks good for you even more than you can think for yourself. Like the mothers. Before the baby comes, they have prepared everything. Isn't it so?
Right.
Yeah. In those days, they had no scan. But the mother could determine what type of baby she would get. Somehow, she just goes to the market, no scan in the hospital, and she started buying clothes for boys. Oh, but your face looks wacky. You should get a girl. Oh, in Africa, we look at we judge by the face. If she's very beautiful when she's pregnant, they say, oh, she's going to get back to a boy. If her face is yucky, oh, it's a girl. Because, another woman is rivaling with her.
You know?
Yes, when there's a girl in the house, he comes and wants to take over the wife of the man. The girl is always after the dad. Daddy, daddy, and the daddy does not have time for the mommy. It's just, oh, daddy carry me, daddy this, daddy chocolate. If it's a boy, he disturbs the mother. And the father is on holiday.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't you find it that way? Yes. So there's that rivalry of going off every time. But you see, this mother goes to the market and she buys things for the baby. She does not wait after the nurses have come to announce you've got a child. Say, what is it? It's a boy. Okay, let's go to the market. No. She prepares before the time. Now, if that's earthly parents, how much more your earthly father? He prepared for you before the world began.
Mm-hmm.
He trusted you. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to tell your neighbor that the Lord God trusted you. Tell your neighbor. God trusted you. Say it. I want you to say it. Say it out. Say to your neighbor, God trusted me. Before you came. You say, oh, but I just believed some 2 years ago. Like Luke was telling me, I came to church in 2015. But I was in church, another church, but I came here in 2015. But God trusted you.
Yes.
He knew you. Even in your weaknesses, He knew you. He never forsook you. There were times that you never cared about Him. Amen. He knew you. He protected you even in your wrong. Because He trusted. He knew what He has made for Himself. He knew that you wouldn't let Him down. Why? He's the one that is doing it through you. And when the time comes, you ever come looking all weak and say, Lord, I'm not able, but He trusted you.
Amen.
He paid that price. He gave that loan. He says, I know her. She won't run away. She won't run away. She is creditable. Credits you. Amen.
Amen.
We came the way prepared. Even right now, all the things are prepared that you are not even aware of. Your day-to-day life is guiding you. In pain, in sorrow, in joy, in singing, He's with you. He never leaves you. He never forsakes you. Now, when we all get to His presence, my brother, who is passing through some very tough times now, you're going to laugh at mine. And you say, oh, brother, nice. You know, when I was passing through there and I lost this eye and this eye was just going, you know, I thought that the whole, I wish we all knew this. Yes. We're all samples. Amen. That's why. When you find a brother pass through some stress, be careful. Amen. Be careful. Do the whole you can do to survive.
Right.
We have nothing in this world.
Right.
We really have nothing. Oh. And I don't care how it's going to be. Listen. In this world, sometimes the unbelievers seem to testify about some of us more than believers.
Yes.
Zaya is a good person because you are good to them. It's not bad. But amen. Your kingdom is built outside. Amen. Give a smile to your brother. Encourage somebody. You can just come and just hold your brother's hand and sisters and say, I just want to pray for you, and you pray. You never can tell how deep he needed it. How deeply he needed that. The price was paid. One true offering, giving. There is nothing we give that can equate that. The son of Abraham, physical. And the son of Abraham, spiritual.
Right.
Climbing the same mountain. Amen.
Amen.
On one, a temple was built there. On the other, the temple was destroyed there.
Mm.
Yes. Where Abraham sacrificed Isaac, Solomon built a temple, Mount Moriah. And the mountain of Jesus, when he climbed that mountain, that body temple was destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So that the house can be prepared for us.
Right.
And he said, if you are in me, and I am in you.
Amen.
So when the word dissolved the body, the word spiritual followed us.
Amen.
And the prophet of this generation, William Branham, he had to point back not to the bodily world. So we have no need for a pillar of fire here.
Mm.
A face of Hoffman there.
Right.
And Branham and the pillar of fire on his head. We don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
We need the word.
Amen.
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 I listen to the prophet's message every day. Every day. I like to hear his voice.
Mm.
Yes, to get acquitted, I like it.
Yeah.
Amen. And I get blessed. But I don't know whether the same thing I'm listening to, whether that's what they are listening.
Right.
Because they listen to it and they go left. Amen. They are going as if their flight is going to Russia. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm listening to the same message and then I can't go in that way. Why? It takes the content that is in the inside.
Right.
When this spiritual son of Abraham died, a consolation was released. So when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive. Right. And he gave gifts unto men.
Right.
Brethren, at this time that Paul was saying this, Peter was already, he was already an apostle. Peter did not know the word evangelist. He never heard it anywhere. He never heard it anywhere. But here comes this man who was born out of season. And then he said, when he led captivity captive, he gave gifts unto men. When he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. To some he gave apostles, to some prophets, to some evangelists, to some pastors and teachers. For what? For the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body, for the perfecting of the saints. If these things be, then we are not going to be tossed to and fro any longer with every wave of doctrines.
Amen.
When he said this, that constituted the God called head ministry. Head. Do you hear what I said?
Yes.
Head ministry. It's a pity when you just gather under an elder who does not source from anywhere. You have no direction. In those days, the apostles, they appointed elders.
Right.
But they are self-appointed elders. God does not recognize them.
Mm-hmm.
I look to you face to face. Face to face, I tell you that.
Right.
Amen. If you are self-appointed elder, surrender. You have no ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You have many of them in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
You have also some in Nigeria, in Africa. It's a disease everywhere.
Right.
But well, the doctors of heaven, they are checking on it. We're going to release very soon an insecticide to sack them out. Sack them, yes. Amen.
Amen.
Because we don't need that in the kingdom. It's a pollution.
Right.
It's a distraction.
Right.
God calls his servants. And that servant will be answerable only to the Lord.
Amen.
But if you are in that ministry, you will accept other ministries. Yes. That's how it works. Amen. We don't have loners. You must submit. Before, you cannot be a leader if you cannot submit.
Right.
Amen. So you find out. That was the consolation. Pray for one another. Pray for those that have missed the way. It is not late. Amen. Extend a hand of fellowship. Don't go back talking about things that have passed. What have passed? Let it pass. We don't need to spend our time on that. But we should intercede for brothers and sisters if they have missed their path. God needs to help them. Amen. Because we have come too far to suffer after this time. We have come too far to suffer. Know where you belong. Know who you are. Know what to do. For us as we are, we can go anywhere. But some people cannot go anywhere because they are chained. And like a bingo, they have the dog, you know, they have the leech. So they cannot go anywhere. It's when they say, oh, don't go. Because somebody said to me, oh, here we read only the message of the prophet. I remember sometimes, maybe 2 weeks ago, I sent some quotes of the prophet William Abraham to a group, a brother John, brother Lawrence Pace in that group from Canada, a Ghanaian brother. And then the brother said, oh, I see these quotes. I need some more light. Then something hit me. I said, oh, if I gave you the quotes of the prophet and you need more light, I feel what you need yet more are not quotes. Because quotes will not give light to quotes.
Right.
You need the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. You need to come back to the Bible.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
That is where all things will be settled for. Forever, oh Lord, thy word is settled.
Amen.
In the heavens. It cannot be changed.
Amen.
Amen. It can't be changed. Go back to the word. Everything is settled there. In this world of ours, it's not really easy Do you pray for the pastor? It's not really easy. Even yourself, you know, if you tell yourself the truth, you say, oh, I'm enough trouble for this man. How much more many of us? Then you see different troubles. Because what is fighting you is not fighting you alone. It's also fighting the ministry. Yes, that's how it is. That's why we need fellowship. We come together. And when we embrace and when we shake, we push back those forces. We push back those forces. We give strength to one another. Brethren, God has given His offering. And His offering is the word tonight. That word, nothing surpasses it.
Amen.
Nothing. The word of God is the final authority.
Amen.
You cannot give any other thing in this place. It is the word. In it, we have our being. We have our movement. In Him, we have our hope. Such a hope that can never make us ashamed. Hallelujah. It can never make us ashamed. That's the promise. We must stand by it. Stand in it. Live in it. Eat it. Drink it. Anything. Shout it. That word is our hope. Amen. And if we stay in that word, that God's given promise is going to take us. That God's given offering is going to take us. It takes us down there. Now, when He paid the price, as I summarized, He gave a loan. When He came down in time, He paid back the loan.
Right.
I suddenly discovered that we are not owing. You can never be in debt. Talking about? Some say you're in debt about the land. No. My father owns it. You're not owing. I see how Paul was addressing Philemon. Philemon had his servant run away, Onesimus, and stole from him. And Paul actually collected this money from Onesimus. Yes, because Onesimus was in the journey when Paul accosted him. So what happened to the money? He took it and put it in the ministry and sent him back with some few change. And Onesimus got back there, was setting his neck to be caught. But the letter that he gave Onesimus to give to Philemon, he said to Philemon, if you consider me a partner, accept Onesimus, my son, that I have born in my bowels.
Yes.
Treat him as though you are treating me.
Right.
Now, listen. Onesimus had gone through some, Philemon has gone through some embarrassment. Do you know what people say? Even the wife of Philemon? Your servant cheated on you and ran away. Oh, how weak, what a weakling you are. And the neighbors came and said, oh, if I were the one, I'm going to just get him. I will skin him alive. And here was Onesimus, finally with Philemon. And Philemon, reading the letter, Paul said, if you consider me a partner, treat him as you would have treated me. Philemon reached out to Onesimus, lifted him up, and called him my brother.
Amen, that's right.
Brother. This one was a servant. A born slave. Not just a servant. No, a born slave. Could never be free. But because of the word, Philemon understood that the price had been paid. This man was no longer a debtor. Tonight, I want you to leave this auditorium this evening, knowing that the price had been paid.
Amen.
You could never be offended.
Amen.
Get angry. It is good to get angry. Don't pretend. If something is bad, say it is bad. Get angry, shake it. Shake it out. But after, always remember, I'm going to forgive you because the price had been paid.
Amen.
You are not blaming me. Because mine was forgiven.
Amen.
Yours was also forgiven. The price had been settled. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your power tonight. Oh, precious Father, it is paid full. We are owing nothing. I know how it feels, Lord, in the hour of pain and sorrow. Like in Fiji or in Lake in Nigeria. This year we lost two sisters. Within 1 month. And we cried. But then we remember that your thought for us is a thought of good. In Fiji, saw Brother Pierre Tui told me they lost two a brother and a sister. But they are remembering now that the price had been paid. The thought of God is for peace and for good. Our brothers and sisters in Lebanon are in a siege. Everywhere is covered. They can't even access money in the bank. But we know that the price was fully paid. Brother Beremo out of the hospital, we know the price was fully paid. Brother Renoy here, Lord, we know that the price for the eyes are fully paid. Lord Jesus, whatever it is tonight, we know and we believe that the price is fully paid. Thank you, Lord. May your power take over us tonight. And teach us that simple way to walk and to live before you, knowing that the price is fully paid. Forgive, Lord, our excesses. Forgive our fears, oh Lord. We return back. We say we are sorry. Give us the faith to believe to stand.
Amen.
Thank you for the testimonies.
Thank you, Lord.
Wrought the miraculous among us.
Amen.
Heal the sick.
Amen.
And strengthen us till we meet again.
Bless
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to turn to the Bible, the First John. I mean, not First John. John chapter 1. Verse 37, 38, and 39. I think, I want you to read. I want to ask a question because of what Papa and I touch on. John chapter 1, verse 37. I think onward, read 37, 38, 39, I think.
The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and seeing them following, said to them, "What do you seek?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which is to say, "What translates teacher, where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." Then came and saw where he was staying and remained with him that day. Now it was about 10th hour.
Okay. See, in the New King James Version, I like the King James. He said, "Well dwellest thou, Rabbi." What do you dwell? What state? That sounds good. Like.
Yeah.
So when some people say, "Where?" You know, if you're overseas and you go over somebody and say, "Where do you stay?" That's the wrong word. Where do you live? Live is on, stay is only temporarily. Where do you live? So the word dweller is a better way. Because stay is quite different.
Yes.
So, where dwellest thou, Rabbi, Master, where do you dwell? You say, "Come and see." So they follow him and saw where he dwelt. But is that what you read in the Bible in the natural life? Sure, the Bible didn't tell anything further.
Father, yeah.
So you are a carpenter's son, that's where you dwell here? Or something like that. Now, what do you think Jesus dwelt? Where dwellest thou, Master? Where do you dwell? Come and see. And they stay with him. The Bible just says stay with him. But they actually stay longer than one day. They not just stay 1 week, or 1 month, or 1 year. They stayed with Jesus, they dwelt with Jesus, because Jesus said, "Come and see where I dwell."
Yes.
Where did he dwell? He dwelt in the Word of God.
Amen.
That's why when he dwelt in the Word of God, they follow him and they could see, my. He's living in the Word of God. He lives in the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
And that's not why the Bible put this little thing here, and that holds a mystery. That's why the Bible has a lot of mystery that you should look at very carefully.
Yeah.
So when people ask you where you dwell, Choa Chu Kang, Yampinis, Yishun, you know, if they know what I'm reading, come and see. I dwell in the Word of God. And I pray that you dwell in the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. And when Abraham took Isaac up the hill to Mount Moriah, how old was the lad? The Bible used the word lad. If I'm not mistaken, the lad. How old was he? 12 years old?
No.
6 years old?
No.
15 years old? How old do you think he was? What lad? You know, Isaac could fight with his father. Were you kidding me? You want to kill him? Yeah. The age of him, he would be around 20 years old. Why 20? My revelation, let me tell you why 20. 20 is an age. Okay, that you can say that you can serve in the army.
Yeah.
30 years old is an age you can serve God. Jesus was 30 years old.
Yes.
20 years ago, those who follow those spies, remember they are forced by the way in?
Yes.
Those who believe those spies, no, we cannot go in because you know they are giants and we are like grasshopper. 20 years old and above, they stay out there, they cannot cross over into the promised land. You make the choice. And Isaac make the choice. The father said, you are the sacrifice. You are the offering. But already Abraham told him, the Lord will provide. Okay. And that's what I like when the more you look at the father and son relationship. Between Isaac and Abraham, between Christ and the Father, there is such a relationship.
Mm.
Right?
Amen.
Even though Isaac, you know, sure, I mean, Abraham didn't tell the wife, because,
yes,
you know, we probably Sarah said, no, you're kidding me, this is the one we've been waiting for so long, for how many years, 24 years? And now you want to take him? No. Quietly, you know, Abraham wake up, Isaac, come on, let's go, go with that. There you go. We're going to sacrifice. Okay, they went out there and sacrificed. Got a pack, you know, those bunch of firewood is on his back. You know those that they carry the firewood on the back? And that's the kind of firewood, that's the firewood that my mom saw in the vision when Christ carried.
Wow.
You know? Remember the vision of my mom? It's called Christ carried on his shoulder. And Isaac carried it. Go up to you. Whoops. You have all the firewood, the knife, the fire. What? Where is the lamb? The Lord will provide. Okay. And you know the relationship between Isaac and father. When you come up to the top there, when everything is prepared, you know, the father said, you are it. But only the father said, the Lord will provide. And you know, the revelation of Isaac was great. Because he knew, he being the only son. And Abraham knew that God told him, you, the one I'm going to give him is thy only son, the only one, there's no other.
No other.
Isaac is not the one. I mean, Ishmael is not the one.
No.
And, okay, you're going to sacrifice him. And you know, in my mind, I always think that Abraham knew everything already. That God is going to take him, sacrifice him, he's going to raise him up. Because that is the only one through which the promise was given. If Abraham knew what God said, he knew it.
He knew it.
Because this is the one that's going to give you the nation.
Yes, sir.
Cannot be anybody else.
No one.
If God can take his life, okay. God's going to raise him up.
Amen.
And there's a wonderful thing about it. But what did God ask sacrifice to? I mean, God asked Abraham to do the sacrifice. Remember I told you? What is this sacrificial thing? It's a pagan thing, you know that?
Yes.
It was not something that was ever instituted by God. It was something that was out there in all the religion.
Yes.
Human sacrifice.
Human sacrifice.
And Abraham came from that land, Chaldee. All his ancestors and all that do human sacrifice. You don't know that? Child sacrifice. Make them walk through the fire.
Yeah.
So the only one that God can wake up Abraham is to do the same thing and say, Abraham, I want you to sacrifice it. You know one thing about this, a very good thing here, is that there are so many religions out there.
Yes.
Got it?
So many.
Okay, so Sarah at that time went and asked Abraham, because Abraham took, God told me that I'm going to have a son. We are going to have a son. Really? What's the name of your God? They talk to you. It's Yahweh. Never heard of it. What Bobby Sheikh did, you know, but everybody invoked the name of Yahweh upon their idea, it becomes somebody, something else. Okay? So that's why Abraham knows what is going on in the day. When God asked him to sacrifice it, he said, there was no different. Sacrificing to be sacrificing to all kinds of God. So my God told me to do it, I'll do it. But this God that asked him to do it, he took up his knife, hold it, Abraham. And the knife never plunged into his heart.
Amen.
Because why? Because one, the ex-brother, and I said, one has already been laid before the foundation of the
world.
There will be no other sacrifice.
No other sacrifice.
No other sacrifice. But not like a pagan sacrifice year in, year out, month in, month out.
Every
out
day.
Then in those days. You got it? So, that has been done already. And that's why, somehow or rather, paganism, inspired by demons, have the same idea. Because Satan is the god of this evil world. And Satan knew that God had laid the foundation of the world. Satan. Remember Lucifer? He fell. He knew what was going on. Somehow, he see what God is doing, what God prophesied, and he wanted to imitate it. He said, get all those religions to sacrifice your son and daughters, whatever. You understand this whole thing now? Amen? So stay in the word.
Amen.
Stay in the word. The price is being paid in Christ Jesus. Walk in the word. And I say this one day, you brother and sister, you are very privileged. Now I say this as a fact. You're very privileged to be in the fellowship like this. Because Sister Brie was telling me, you know, I even brought David Coleman and all this. So, brother, you know, this is a very special church. Yeah. Because you are getting the present truth. You're not getting something that's quote, continue. And it never ends. People are not knowing where they're going. We're getting into the Word of God. We're getting ourselves stabilized in the Word of God, so we'll not be tossed to and fro and waiting for the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let us stand up and we'll close with a song.